Okay, I'll admit it. What probably first got my attention is when I noticed that Fanchon Cox DiGiovanni's show was produced by a couple of notable people. How did you get mixed up with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
I think I met Matt when I was about 12 and Ben when we started high school together. And we did theater. We had a really wonderful theater program at Cambridge Bridge and Latin High School. And these two guys are just such wonderful human beings.
She first produced this one-woman show for a Master of Fine Arts degree thesis performance a year ago.
Ben came and saw my thesis performance and just said afterwards, I think this is really great and important, and I'd like to help you get it to a wider audience.
So exactly what is One Drop of Love? Well, it's talking about one of this country's most difficult subjects, race.
And I start off the show as a character from the 1790 census, on which there were only three racial categories.
In her show, she paces before her audience, labeling actual audience members into one of those racial categories.
Okay, now you are white, so I just leave it blank. And you are B for black, and you are M for mulatto.
There's some tension there. There are people who look at me and shake their head vehemently. No, that's not what I am, and which is very much the point, because actually that's how the census was counted until 1970, was that a census worker would go around and just guess the race of the person that they were looking at.
She says race, in a sense, isn't even real.
We know from the Human Genome Project it is not in our genetics. It cannot be identified in that sense. However, since the idea of race was created in this country, we have all come to believe in it as strongly as we believe in religion, as strongly as we believe in those we love. We're past the point of teaching it to one another, and we're at the point of just accepting it as something that is a part of our daily lives. And that's what I'm asking people to reconsider.
So that's a premise, that race really doesn't exist. It was created for commerce.
It was for profit. It was for power.
If this is beginning to sound a little too serious, reviews say it's not. In her performance, Ms. DiGiovanni speaks in many dialects.
Sit down here like you used to when you was a little girl and make me braid on the air. Come now. Yes. Whoa, menina. Menina, belly. Belly. Menina, por favor. Levan pa America pantuna branca. Sima bo.
Her own family had a 7-year schism with ethnicity. When Giovanni accepted a marriage proposal from an Italian, her black father rejected her and her husband-to-be. But just last year, that fractured family mended.
If I can end up reconciling with my father, then we all can. There is hope for us all.
We don't have to all be stupid forever. Is that what you're saying?
We don't have to all be stupid forever.
DiGiovanni's lineage is mixed, as is really most of ours, whether we know it or not. But with that as backdrop, here's something to ponder.
If we're still talking about race, we haven't gotten rid of racism.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.